tonight again. Of course, we're in Wisdom. I had a lesson that I was mostly done with, and I just couldn't get peace about it, and the Lord totally changed my message today. And we're in Proverbs chapter 2. Proverbs chapter 2. Talk about wisdom, and just along in our series of wisdom. And tonight we're talking about the wisdom of the right path. The wisdom of the right path. And I'm going to start at verse 7. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the path of judgment. He preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant to thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. To deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh forward things, who leave the paths of uprightness, who walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the forwardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked, and they forward in their paths. To deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth, and forgetteth the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of righteousness. All right, let's go ahead and pray. Our Father, thank you for the chance to teach. Thank you for the chance to preach. I pray now that your Spirit would permeate every corner, every seat, every part of this room. We pray the word would be clear and our minds would be focused. And I pray that our minds would be renewed to think like you think about this. Lord, I think You had a purpose in this message, and you ask for it and designed it. And we pray that we would get exactly what you have for us. We pray that your word would be accomplished, the purpose you have for us. And I pray tonight that even hard hearts would be broken through, and tender hearts would be guided, and we would learn about paths and the right paths. And we ask for your wisdom and help in this scripture tonight. Please, Lord, give us wisdom to about our paths and seeing them clearly. In Jesus' name, amen. There are definitely different paths in the Bible. The Bible, in Proverbs especially, differentiates paths. Here is one path, here is another path, and they are different, they lead to different things, and their response is different, and everything ends up differently in these different paths. And if you look at, for example, verse 12 and 13, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, and from the man that speaketh forward things, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. You see that there's definitely a path of darkness and a bad path there. Look at verse 10. Look at verse 18. It says, for her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. Verse 20. That thou mayest walk in the way of good men, and keep the paths of righteousness. You clearly see there's different paths. And I want to maybe take paths a little farther than just keeping a commandment of the Bible. Because I want to talk about paths of life. Because you can see that the Bible is saying there is a path this way. There is a path this way. And this path leads to this. And this path leads to this. I don't think a path is just a decision or a series of sin. I think a path is a direction of life. There is a way that seems right unto a man. And you put yourself on different paths and different ways and different directions in your life. And there's definitely different paths you follow. And I think this message is really important. I think it's really vital for us to get it. First of all, I just want to say paths matter. Look at chapter 4 and verse 18 and 19. Paths matter. But the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more into the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness, and they know not at what they stumble. Pretty obvious. There's different paths, and there is a big difference depending on which path you take. The end is different. The road is different. The trail is different. I was up in the mountains one day and just spending one of my days up in the mountains, and it was when I first got here, and I didn't know the mountains at all. And I was still marveling at the beauty of the mountains of the Northwest. I was still used to too much city and just really marveling. And you get used to it now. As you get used to it, you don't get amazed if you're not careful about Mount Rainier and the mountains and the trees and how big they are and the greenery. You just kind of get used to it. But at that time, I was still amazed, and I was kind of trying to find a good spot to go and park in the mountains, and I just was driving a lot of logging roads. And in the process of driving one of those logging roads, I turn off on a smaller logging road, and I was trying to find an isolated place, which is what I like to do, and so I turn off on a smaller road, and I'm looking, and just the most beautiful thick forest on my left, and then there's this beautiful creek just running down, and it was just a beautiful creek, kind of dropping off in little falls, running down. I'm driving this way, the creek's running this way, and I'm staring at this creek, and all of a sudden I go, and that creek had washed the road out that I was driving on, and I wasn't watching where I was driving, and that road, and I was literally, there was a gap this big, and the drop-off was probably from here to the ground down into this creek, which dropped down right there, and I was sitting there with my front tires in midair, and in a front-wheel drive, and that was not easy. And there I was, not paying attention to my path, just staring off in La La Land, enjoying the beautiful scenery, because it looked like a pretty path. But you know what? You can find out certain roads are good roads to go down, and certain roads aren't good roads to go down. And because even though it's a pretty road and looks good, doesn't mean you can drive on it. Doesn't mean it's not washed out. And what I did that day driving my car. And I got a picture of my car suspended in space, and I got a picture of it. What I did that day is what a lot of people do with their life. I get in the wrong road, and not knowing that road's washed out, and not every road has a sign. Now, the Bible gives you a lot of road signs, but not every single road has a sign, and if you go on the wrong path, you end up... So, you ever been on a road that's really bad and terrible, and you got to back up, and you find out backing up's not very easy? I mean, the corner's a little bit harder in reverse, and it's not, you know, it's a little harder to back up, and sometimes you don't steer as good in reverse, and the angles change and stuff like that. And it's a little harder to get off it once you're down that road. And some roads, there's not room for a turnaround. So you better know that before you take a certain path. Paths matter, and paths make a big difference. So just pick the right path. First of all, just consider the end of the path. Proverbs 2 and verse 18. For her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. That's the end of the path. That's the end of where it leads to. It ends up in death. And a certain woman here, and a certain kind of woman, and a moral woman, her paths lead to dead. Look at Proverbs 4:18. But the path of the just is a shining light that shineth more and more under the perfect day. It's not completely shining at the very start, but it shines more and more. It's a better path. It gets better and better as you go along. And you see that. Proverbs chapter 5. Consider the end of a path if you want to pick a path for life and paths to take you in life. And chapter 5 and verse 3. For the lips of a strange woman drop as a honeycomb, and her mouth is smooth than oil, but her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold on hell. Lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life. Her ways are movable, thou canst not know them. A lot in those verses right there. I want to say a couple points that are in that verse right there. First of all, she doesn't want you to consider the path of your feet. We're going to read a verse a little bit later that's going to say, consider the path of your feet. And I want to say, one of the foolish things you can do in life in your path choosing is not consider the path and the end of that path. It's just to look at how pretty it is at the start. Can I just tell you that a lot of bad paths start off a lot of fun and real pretty and are very enticing and look like an easier road, but they're not. And then it says her ways are movable. And a bad path is an unstable path. The Bible says, be steadfast, unmovable. He only is my rock and my salvation. I shall not be moved. My heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. God is a God who likes stability. And a path that is an unstable path, a path that changes, a path that has you going back and forth and up and down and changing your mind and instability. I don't think God leads you to instability as a path of life. God is a God of stability and steadfastness. You might be in a place where you need faith, but faith is stable. And it is, you consider the end of these paths. They don't want you to ponder the life of your path, verse 6, lest thou ponder the path of thy of life. Her ways are movable, you cannot know them. And we'll go back to her in a while, but you got to consider the end of your path. Proverbs chapter 4, in verse 26, right before this, ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways to be established. You see the opposite from 4:26 to 5:6? The bad don't want you to ponder the path of your feet. The good wants you to. The bad says you're unstable. The good says you're established. And I want to say this. When you're planning your path, and we'll illustrate it in a minute, you need to pick a stable path. A path of pondering and thinking and planning and knowing what path you're going down. If you don't know where you're going in life, you usually don't get to a good place. If you don't have some kind of map or know what direction you're going, you say, I'm just going to go to an awesome place. You might end up out of gas in a very boring place. It's not bad to plan a trip. And it's not bad to decide this is where this road's going to end at. You might find you're on a road that leads you where you can't go without a passport. You might find that you're on a road that ends in Nowhereville and there's no gas station there. You might find out the road comes to a dead end. And you got to, the Bible says ponder. Consider the end of the path. Look at this path and say, I got to choose how I'm going to live my life, whether you're 8 or 18 or 80. I want to learn which way to go in my life. Do I want to go this way? Let me think about what's the end of that road. What does that road end up like? What is that road? What is it? Because most people don't think of the end of the road. If I take this road, what is the end of that? How does it end up? Not only on earth, but in eternity. If people would do this, you know how many unstable, bad lives to be saved from people who are deciding their paths between the age of 16 and 25 that just choose whatever path comes in front of them, looks fun and shiny, and they never had enough foresight to consider the end of it? Many of you and many of us have done that with our lives and wasted years because they didn't really think where it'd end, for bad or for good. And you got to ponder the path and think of your path and decide what it's going to be like. Consider the end of your path. Where is it going to take you? Not what it looks like at the start of the road. That road was the prettiest road that I was driving on, but it also led to a washed out road. You got to ponder and consider the end of it. Next, when you're picking the right road, take a well-known path. Take a well-known path. Let me take it to Jeremiah. Jeremiah. And we'll be back in Proverbs, but it's chapter 6. Take a well-known path. Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, wherein is a good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But he said, we will not walk therein. God said, take the old paths which your fathers have taken, that the Bible's established, walk in the paths of the law, walk in the paths of God, consider ye and take ye the old paths and walk in it. It's a good way. I want to say, in a changing world, there's always some new idea about how to raise kids or what marriage is or what we should do with our lives. Listen, God's way of marriage is really good. One man, one woman for life. Okay, God's way of raising kids is real good. You should take those paths. You can go off on some cute little way that's going to come out tomorrow and be gone by Thursday next week, but you'd be good to stay on the old paths. Churches would be good to stay on the old paths of preaching the Bible and witnessing to sinners and loving people and sticking with good music and doing all the things. There are good, well-worn paths that a lot of people have taken, and they travel that road and they know the area and they've been down that road and they come back and say, that is a good path. And you might find out that it's good. You know, I've found, and I taught my kids this when we go through the mountains and stuff. When you get somewhere and you don't know how to get down from a hill or try how to get up a hill, and you're not on a trail and trying to figure out which way to go and how to get down and which is the best way where you don't fall off a cliff, you know, I told them, I said, follow the game trails. Follow the game trails. You'll find in almost any forest, and we got thick forests around here, you'll find little trails that aren't human trails. And if you follow those game trails, you'll find out the animals knew what they were doing. You'll find, you'll whine, it doesn't look like a big trail, and you kind of whine and duck and go around, and you go, I'm trying to go down there, but this trail's going this way. Usually you'll find out that their way was the best way. It's well-worn, there's a reason they took that path. They tried other ones, and they didn't try them again. Give me the old paths. Give me the right ways. Give me the ways that work. Don't give me some newfangled thing that we don't know what the end of it is yet. We are going to stay on the good paths as Christians and the right paths. And I know you just thought of some great new way or some new guy wrote a Christian book at the bookstore. It's got some newfangled way to have some new relationship with God. You know what? Try reading your Bible and praying and going to church and loving your neighbor and walking with God. Try things that have been proven for a couple millennium. Walk in the old paths. Take a well-worn path that we already know what the end of it is. Next, the bad path is dangerous. Back in Proverbs, the bad path is dangerous. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 14. Enter ye not in the path of the wicked, and go not the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. For they sleep not except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is the shining light that shineth more and more in a perfect day. But the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Listen, it's a dangerous path. It's a dangerous path. And the Bible says in Proverbs 2 and then in Proverbs 6, it says, her paths lead to death and hell. There are dangerous paths, and the wrong path, if you take the wrong path, is dangerous. Doesn't matter how smart you are. I want you to understand that. You can be really smart. And you can be really, really clever. But you're on the wrong path, there's a big cliff to fall off of. It doesn't matter how athletic you are when you fall off a cliff. I think a story of the man who some people thought, man, what a brave man. The guy went up and got stuck in the mountains, and a rock fell on his arm, and he had to cut his arm off to get out of the threes. People say, man, it took a lot of guts to cut his arm off. No, he was stupid. He didn't tell anybody where he's going. He didn't leave any kind of clue. He didn't take a cell phone, and he had no choice. And when you go and take a dangerous path. Listen, if you don't have to scale a cliff, don't try it. And there are dangerous paths of life, and only foolish people think they can go down a path that's destroyed thousands of lives, and it turns out well for them. And don't think you go down the path of an adulterous life, or an immoral life, or a life of crime. I know, you know a guy who's doing crime, and he hasn't got caught yet, and he has a lot of money right now. Give him time. I've seen many of those drug dealers in Cadillacs in the projects with everybody else, how cool and how much money they have. It don't end like that. Check back in their 30s. It's a foolish path. People who go around and sleep around and do all kinds of immorality, looks like they're having a whole lot of fun. But you know what? When they're 50, they are totally unsatisfied in their relationships. The wrong path is dangerous and it's destructive. And if you think you can go on a path that's an ungodly path, a path that leads to destruction, and you think I'll just get out of church and I'll be fine. I'll just be careful in my life. Yeah, a lot of people have tried that path. It's not turned out well. People in this room have tried that path. Didn't turn out well. We know what that path leads to. And don't think you're the exception. Bible says wise people stay on the right path. And don't get off the path. Number two, the Lord takes care of those on the right path. Psalms, Proverbs 4. And we already read this verse several times, but it's such a great verse. 4:18. But the path of the just is a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Remember that. It's all over time, it shines more and more. I think you'll even find in Proverbs, you'll find it saying that the wicked path looks good at the start. It seems the right way. But the end isn't pretty, and we see that. Keep your finger in Proverbs, but look back at Psalms. Pick paths in life that are wise paths that do well. Psalm 25 and verse 10. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. All the paths of the Lord. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth. God takes care of those who are on a wise path. Let's look back at Proverbs chapter 3. First of all, wisdom has a path, and that wise path turns out well. Proverbs chapter 3, in verse 17. Her ways are the ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. That's wisdom talking there, and it's talking about wisdom's path, and you follow her. Let me illustrate this to you in just something you see right now, okay? There's a wise way to handle money, okay? And there are people, and every year, right now, I can find the people who have some new way of making millions, get-rich-quick people, and they will make millions fairly quickly. And then I'll teach it because it worked for them. Can I tell you, those people are always broke in the end? They just are. And then they're everything they the Bible says wealth gotten speedily takes up wings and flies away. I mean, it doesn't turn out well. And then they were the geniuses and the hottest new people with the hottest new philosophies, and then everybody laughs at them and say, oh man, they're broken, they're in jail now for tax fraud. And at the same time that people are saying that, but so-and-so has got some new way, in 1 year you can become rich. And there's always those people. There is a wise way to handle your money. It's wisdom, okay? You, if you don't have it, you don't spend it, okay? And then you work very hard. And if you work hard, you appreciate what you have, and you're careful with it. And there's a bunch of simple principles that are not just Bible principles. A lot of unsaved, smart people who lived through the Great Depression did the same thing. Just wise way to handle your money. Okay. Our nation has not handled our money good since the late 70s, minimally. But let's just start there when you start running the deficits. And you know what? It's turned out okay most of the time. We have spent money we didn't have as a nation. We right now, starting today, we are starting QE3, Quantitative Easing 3, which means we are going to buy millions and millions and hundreds of millions of dollars worth of our own debt. And so we can print more money, so we can keep the interest rates down and get a lot more money out in our society. These things are foolish. You don't, when you're in financial trouble, buy your own debt so you can print more money. That is not wise. It's not going to turn out well. We don't know when. But I'm just telling you, I would have food stored away if I were you. Because it's not going to turn out well. I would have a little bit of silver and gold, and I'm not saying that's a good investment. I'm just saying I'd have some on hand. I'd have some cash not in the bank. If I were you, I'd just do that. I think it's wise. I think that people who are foolish with their money, and as our nation's example, and individuals who are foolish with their money, when you live on the wise path of living financially, you just end up being fine financially. And when you live unwise financially, you're always in trouble. And there's little variations. Sometimes you get out of trouble, and sometimes you're back. And sometimes a person who lives right with their money is tight. I understand that. But in general, there's a path you take with wisdom. And the path is easy or hard. And there's a wise path in all these things. Proverbs 8, let's just read some verses here, and I'll jump on. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 20. Wisdom talking again, the wise path. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. Just plain old wisdom. Verse 21, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I'll fill their treasures. And so wisdom just gets you blessed, and we see that. Wise living is a path of life. There's foolish living, and there's wise living. If you live your life saying, I know, but, you're not living wisely. If you live your life saying, I know, but, then you know you're not living wisely. And don't expect, if you're not on the path of wisdom and living wisely, don't expect it to turn out well. No, that's a path, and we see that. Wise living is a path of life. Next, when we live on the right path, God directs us. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Next, he leads us to good places. Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. God leads those. And the leadership of God in your life and following God's path, it leads you to good places. Beside still waters, he restores your soul. He leads you to fields that are plenteous and all the blessings. When you follow God's leadership, it leads us to good places. Next, it is safe. Psalm 17, it's safe when you're on the right path. Psalms 17 and verse 4, concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Hold up my goings and thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. It's safe. God keeps you out of danger, the safe life. Next, it gives a life of joy and real life. Psalm 16, verse 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand are treasures forevermore. Next, the Lord takes you on the care of you when you're on the right path. Is the main point, and we said underneath that there's a wise path that is blessed. God directs our path. He leads us to good places. It's a safe path. There's life and joy there, and the Bible guides your life. Psalms 119, 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When you follow the Lord also, Psalm 139, when you let God and you follow, God takes care of you on your path. God is all around you when you're on his path. Psalm 139, in verse 3, thou compassest my path and my lying down. Thou art acquainted with all my ways. God surrounds, compasses means surrounds my path and my going down. Let me illustrate this now. God blesses you on the right path. It is a life. It is a choice of life that I'm on this path. And if this path is God's path, I am walking down this path and I just say, I'm going to follow God. This is my path and I'm going down the right path. And I'm on the right path. There's other paths that might look good. This looks like a fun way. Look, it's open door out there, and this is my own path, and I might try to go through another path and say, this looks like a good way to go, and I can try to go this path over here. But it's not just when you sin, it is not, okay, I'm off the path. See, I gave my life to God at a certain point. My life's God's. And so I'm on this path. Have I been perfect on this path? No, but I've been on this path. In my life, since I've been saved, I've never gotten off this path, though I've definitely not been perfect either. But when I get off this path, or when I mess up, I don't get off the path, I stumble and fall on the path I'm on. But a just man rises seven times and falls seven times and rises up again. I'm still on this path. I have a bad week, I'm still on this path. I'm discouraged. I'm still on this path. I don't feel like staying on this path. I'm still on this path. And I'm on the right path. And on this path, God is compassing me about. He's blessing me. There is fruit. There is all kinds of blessings on this path. The key is don't get off this path. The foolish thing some people do is they're on this path and all of a sudden they go and they get discouraged and they say, well, you know what? I'm just going to get off this path for a while because I'm discouraged and I'm going to go on this path, but I'll get back to that path. The problem is when you get off this path, you don't have the blessings of God and you're in a dangerous path and anything can happen. That's why you go to church whether you feel like going to church or not. That's why you keep reading your Bible and you keep doing the right things. And you know what? If you didn't read your Bible today, you know what? You read it tomorrow. And if you fail to pray for 2 days, you say, you know what? What am I doing? I've got to pray. You never get off the right path. I was sick Sunday. I better get the CD of the sermon because I've got to stay on the right path. I've got to keep on this path because this path is blessed and it shines more and more. Now, you might not see all the blessing and all the great things happen until you're way down here. But you stayed on this path long enough to get the blessings because you stayed in the path. See, a lot of people will say, I'm on this path, I'm not blessed, nothing's going good, I'm going on my own path. You don't realize you're going on a dangerous path. You stay on this path. It's a choice of life. I'm going to be on this path until I die. It's not until it doesn't go well. It's not going to go well on this path sometimes. There's no trail in the world where you can't fall sometimes. There is no trail in the world where there's not some ditch where you have to jump across sometimes. I mean, there's no perfect path in life where no problems will come. But you stay on the right path, and all of a sudden, here's what happens. Somebody goes along, and all of a sudden, the devil says, you know what? Things aren't going right. I'm going to lead you over here and go, get out of church or switch churches. And in confusion, you switch churches and get off the right path, and God didn't lead you. I want to say this. I want to say real important thing to understand about the leadership of God. I started this church 15 years ago and went through harder time than any pastor I know who started a church up here. 13 other guys have started a church in this area since I started the church. All 13 of them are gone. Okay? Can I tell you, in that time, I never reconsidered the will of God, but they did. And I want to explain something real important about the will of God. You will find nobody in the Bible going like this. Is this the right path, God? Is this the right path? Is this the right path, God? Tell me it's the right path. Should I go in another path? You don't find people doing that. God knows your phone number. If something's supposed to change, he'll ring you. Because you know what you're going to find? I wonder if I should stay in my marriage. I wonder if I should. Even starting to pray and think about that is foolish. You already have directions from God. Should I stay in the church? I'm praying about the stay in the church. Did God tell you to come to church? Yes. Then don't even pray about it. You just stay in the church. God will call you when it's time to leave. Moses didn't say, I'm looking for a leading to go back to Egypt. No. He was watching the sheep. Okay? David was watching the sheep and he got a call and his dad's, Dad wants you. And he got there and he got anointed king. The people of God were called. God called them specifically. God, it's not this, I should pray about this, should I pray? You don't need to pray. God already led you in directions. I was told a story one time, way back in the day. There was a group of soldiers on a base, and they were marching down the road, and they were marching, and the sergeant got talking to some higher officer, and he stopped. He was in front of them, and he stopped and started talking to the officer, and all the other soldiers stopped except for one, and one just kept on marching. And he marched all the way into town because he was sick of the base. And they got back, and they found the guy and said, what are you doing in town? He said, I followed my last order. My last order was march. I didn't hear another order. And they were, you can't do that. You were supposed to stop. And they actually took it, and whatever the command thing was to get him in trouble, and they said, you can't get him in trouble. He followed his last order. The rest of them just stopped because the sergeant stopped, but nobody said stop. He just kept on marching. He's not in trouble. And you know what? God gives orders, and if he wants to give you a different order, don't. Can you imagine a soldier? March, march. Do you want to keep marching? Do you want to keep marching? Okay, I've been marching 5 minutes now. Should I keep marching? Do you want me to hold my gun up? Do you want me to keep on? It's foolish. What happens, God says, go on this path. God is not unstable and goes, oh, that was dumb. Back. Come back here. Nope, I didn't mean that. Okay, now change. No, that's not working. Try this over here. Oh, that was stupid. I forgot about that. Go back this way. Yep. Oh, no. What happened there? Oh, that was dumb. Hey, come back here. Let's just start all over. Yet a lot of people, that's the way they think God leads them. God calls you, follow what he says, and stay on that path till you get another order. And God knows how to make orders clear. A bush is burning, Moses. Okay? These people didn't know they're going to be called, and boom, God said it's time to follow the orders. The path you go on in life, and so did God keep telling you to keep? Do you know I've not got another order since I started this church in 15 years? Nothing. And you know what? I didn't pray about it either. God knows how to call me. God knows how to lead me. And you know what? He's always led me real clear in my life. And the people I know, he says, I just get so confused. He's like, God led me to do this, and then I did it, and it wasn't God's will, and I'm so confused. It's because they sit here always trying to pray about everything and ask God, do you want me to do this? 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 The Bible says in Acts 16, the Spirit stopped them. Jonah was sitting there saying, God, did you still want me to go to Nineveh? God said, I want you to go to Nineveh. And then God kept his command, and he kept wanting to do it. God is not unstable. Get in a path of life and stick with it and be a faithful person. You get married, you don't ever consider anything else but staying married the rest of your life. You don't need to think about it. You don't need to consider it. get on the right path. This is the path God has for me. I'm going to stay with it. And you know what? There's going to be times to open door where, you know what? Pastor Byron's going to preach some duds. Shake your heads. Thank you. How am I? A bunch of you nodded. I'm discouraged. Lord, should I stay here? But you know what? There's going to be times I'm going to lay an egg when I preach, big enough to hatch twin dinosaurs. And there's going to be times when you don't feel like coming to church, and you know what? Nobody's going to say hi to you. There's going to be Sundays where you're, and you know what? You don't feel it. You know what you do? You keep on saying where God has you. There's going to be times when there's no twinkle in your eye for your wife. And your husband has no twinkle in his eye for you. Maybe God's leaving me to get divorced. You're so dumb. You know what you do? You fake it. You know what you do? You do everything a good husband should do if he did have the twinkle. Because in life, you know what you do? You got to sometimes just do what you don't feel like doing. You might even find that at work one day. You don't feel like going to work. You might feel like you don't want to go to school. You know what you do? You get up and go to school. God, do you want me to go to work today? Yes. He gave you the job. He wants you to go. Don't be weird and spooky. Just stay on the right path. Even if you stumble on this path, and here, let me get you this. You're on this path, and guess what? You stumble and fall. Okay, Jeremy, come on up here, buddy. All right. Jeremy, you're going to be the Christian. I'm God. I'm on this path. I'm surrounding this path. I'm with him. And Jeremy, stumble and fall. That was good. Jeremy stumbles and fall. And guess, I didn't say get up. And so, hey, I'm on this path. I say, let me help you up. All right, let's keep on going. You're with me. We're together on this thing. Now he stumbles and fall. No. But you know what? I'm with him on this path. Jeremy decides to get out of my will, and he goes over here. Yeah, I'm watching, but he stumbles and falls. Guess who's with him? Satan. Come on over there. Oh. Stay down. And what does Satan do? He pounds him and steps on him and kicks him and does that. You know why? Because he let him there and he doesn't care. All right, you guys can be seated. And then God comes and beats up the devil. But you know, there's all these commands. God's going to keep his light shining more and more, and this is going to be blessed because he's staying on my path. And you know what? You're going to mess up in the Christian life. You're not going to be perfect, and you're not going to be a perfect spouse, and you're not going to be a perfect parent, but you're on the path of doing the right thing. You're on the path of being the right kind of husband or wife or parent. You're being the right kind of church member, Christian. And not going to be always perfect, but you're on the path. This is my path of life. There's many days where I've not been a perfect pastor. And you know what? But I'm in God's will. And I'm going to stay on the path until God says otherwise. And you just stay on the path and you stay faithful because there's a certain path of life that's the will of God. And it's not unstable and it's not changing all the time. The changing path was the way of Satan in Proverbs. And God's path is the way of establishes his going. So you just stay stable. You stick with it. You, even if you fall and you say, you know what, I fell and I wasn't a good Christian and I messed up this week. You know what you do? You go to church on Sunday. Amen. Well, I don't feel like going to church. The people who quit going to church like that completely destroy their lives. But many is the person who's messed up some and came to church anyway and did the things you're supposed to do and got back up and stayed in the right path. Because are you going to serve God the rest of your life or are you just going to serve God until it doesn't go right? My life is God's, and I hope your life is God's, where you say, my life is yours, I'm on your path, good or bad, if I'm the worst person on your path ever, I'm on your path, God. I'm staying on the right path. And you choose paths, and you stick with them until you die. One of the keys of life isn't not messing up, but staying on the right path, no matter how you're doing, good, bad, or indifferent. It's choosing a path of life, and do not reconsider the wise path. Many of the person who said, I'm going to live well financially and be wise with my money, and guess what? It got tight. And repercussions came. And it looked, boy, they wanted to whip that credit card out. And they didn't. And the road is rocky. But guess what? Check them in 5 years. They're doing great. You've got to choose the right path. And you say, you know what? I've been living foolishly this way in my life. I'm going to live wisely now. And I'm going to live. And when you do that, you'll find out that it shines more and more. But the pretty path is what people take off and looks the best. Next, your crowd will often determine your path. We'll finish up with this. Proverbs chapter 2. There's a lot of verses on this. I have to cut a lot out. The crowd you hang around will choose your path just as much as you choose it. Let me rephrase that. When you choose who you hang around, you're choosing your path. How many of you who are older now and your path in life got messed up by being around the wrong people? Raise your hand. Look around the room. Okay? And that's a lot of people there because you got around the wrong crowd. Proverbs chapter 2. So in other words, you're choosing your path. When you choose your friends, you choose your path. Understand that. You go on the path of your companions. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 12. To deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh forward things, who lead the path of uprightness to walk in the way of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the forwardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked, and they forward in their path, perverted paths. To deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger with flattereth of the words, which forsake the God of her youth, and forget the covenant of God, her house inclined to death, and her paths unto the dead. You see that that's a bad path. And wisdom and dad's direction in this passage keep them from the wrong people who will take them on the wrong path. There's a lot of bad paths in the Bible. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 14, you read already. Answer not in the path of the wicked, nor not in the way of evil men. And then it tells about how they live and what they do. Proverbs 7, verse 25, let not thine heart decline to her ways, nor go astray to her paths. And then one more, Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 15. My son, walk not in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. So choose who you hang around. Understand they have a path. Logic moment for a sec. All right. Jeremy and Matthew and Robbie, come on up here. All right. Daniel, come on up here, buddy. We're going to use you too. All right. Jeremy, you're the good guy who's going to walk in the straight path. Everyone, you can pick whatever path you want. Okay? I'm choosing my friends. Walk. Go somewhere. Choose a path, everybody. Choose a path. Come here. You're going too fast. Come here. Okay? Who I decide to walk with is going to go ahead now. If I decide to go with him, I'm on the right path. If I decide to go with him, I'm on the wrong path. Because I'm going with them and hanging around them, they're on the wrong path. But they're really good people. Boy, I've heard that so many times. But they're good people. They might be nice people and say hi to them and tell them God bless you. But understand, if you go the way with them, you're off God's path. What is the path of their life? You guys can be seated. Is the path of their life, understand, is the path of their life being wholly sold out to serve the Lord Jesus Christ with everything they have? Or is it, okay, I go to church sometimes. I want to do my own thing. Is it a path of money? Is it a path? What is their path, their life? Because when you walk with them, you're on their path. It's not bad if they get on your path. Bring them to church. Teach them the Bible. Win them to Christ. Great. Get them on your path. Let them start walking with you this way. But don't you walk in their path. And because that chooses where you go. Look at the good path and we'll finish up. Proverbs chapter 2. There's some good paths and we'll just read a couple of them. Verse 8. He keepeth the path of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. And verse 20. That thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of righteousness. So the paths are bigger than one decision of, oh, I said a bad word. That's not choosing the path of your life. Somewhere when you start walking down this path, you're pretty rough when you start the trail. Okay? But can I tell you, your paths never end up deceiving God. He knows the truth of your path. And some of you have decided already, I'm serving God the rest of my life, good, bad, sunshine, clouds, doesn't matter. This is my path. And others are when they stumble, they get out the path. But please choose a path and friends that are along that path and stick with it whether you fall. And whether it seems good or exciting, or it doesn't matter. Stay on the path and stay there because God surrounds you and blesses you. He directs your paths. It's a safe path. There's joy there. God's word guides you. God's all around you. It's a blessed path, but it's a path of life. And the path of the just is blessed. But the path of the wicked is dangerous. And the Bible says in Psalm 73, they are in slippery places. So give your life to God and get on his path and never get off it. Even if you're imperfect and you fall and stumble, you fall and get back up and stay on the path. Let's bow for prayer. Father, thank you for the word. Thank you, Lord. It talks so much about paths, Lord. There's so many verses we could have read. But Lord, I pray we wouldn't be people who are on the road like I was and drive off into a washed out road and sink. Lord, please help us, Lord, to stay on the right path. I pray we decide who to hang around also, that because that determines our path. And not believe the devil when he shows a shiny, happy, glowing path that looks so great. But it's not an old path that's been walked before and is dangerous. Help us, Lord, to stay on the right path and choose a life's path. In Jesus' name. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are